tips, he tips on the side of his constituency. He will argue that we need to do a better job of balancing things out, but he's always on the other side.
Let me talk to him, more direct question. How would he do as director of the FBI?
Could say anything negatively about on that particular score. I'm not in a position to judge just how closely the FBI tracks with us here. I haven't been involved in any of that.
I just asked the real question. It's vital that the FBI track super closely.
He's
like everybody else. He doesn't know when the hell to go and all that. None of these people have any guts.
Well, they really don't.
Russell's got any guts. All the bitch can't make up his mind as to what to do. Christ, he'll end up running for both. They're losing both of the primary, probably.
They are all two security conscious.
No, they really are. They don't want to risk. They don't want to charge and all that. God, I don't know. How the world has changed.
I think Bill would have perhaps an easier time almost at the FBI than he does at the EPA track.
Oh, yes. Oh, I'm sure of that.
What he is doing is not nearly
well,
as good.
Well, in the FBI, he does the enforcement of law, therefore he has no ideological problems.
Right.
And as a politician there, he could just be a goddamn good politician for all. He was in the Indiana State Legislature, so he's got to know politics pretty well. We just say you want a new man, a new room. He's got magnificent credentials for the FBI.
He's not touchable, really.
Because basically, you know, he's, I think he, you know, he's unfortunately, he's Princeton and Harvard, but that's all right, too. He doesn't look like Princeton and Harvard, thank God. Doesn't look like a fairy.
No, he's Indiana, which is
yeah, he plays that well. He's well enough established out there. Right. Because he went back out there. If he gone to someplace else, to New York or what have you, you couldn't play that. But because he's been out there, you can.
He would not be considered to be a political one. Nobody considers him to be close to me or that sort of thing. See, whether or not you have experience, in my opinion, doesn't make a hell of a lot of difference. That's an administrative job. It really is.
It is very much so.
Administrative and political job. Doug Rowe there.
But he had, I don't know how people view that as far as law enforcement experience is concerned.
Yeah.
That's what I was getting at. He's he says that the EPA job is an enforcement job. That's true, but I don't think anybody looks at it as law enforcement. They look at it as regular.
Thank you.
Bush reaction, and that's time to argue about it too, has been extremely good.
He's much better.
Say, look.
Yeah.
I know this is silly story. You know, that story we often hear, the one reason I wanted to dig up that correspondence, our own people need to see that, goddamn, that it's not true. I mean, you get the staff bitched about, we don't answer the mail, we didn't make calls. Like, even Maury, you know, I said, well, why didn't this one get fired or that one?
It did.
Yes, let me tell you, we have done every goddamn thing we could for Maury's people. I've invited them to run out of my ear, and I'm getting sick of them.
Or we missed any referrals, it's because he didn't give us the names. He knows that, but he tends to overlook that. I mean, that we, he says as if it were some new idea that we have an organized system. We had an organized system. That Rose did one hell of a job on. She had all the names of the 100,000, the 50,000, the 25,000. She worked her way down through them. She forced them into the dinners. And then we got bitches because someone didn't get invited. Why? Because their name wasn't on the list. And we can't create the list. We can only...
But I was glad to manipulate it. Somebody raises some letter or some question about it.
We can do that. You can do that almost with your eyes closed. Automatically do just what you did. Order the thing up.
And that's the way to do it.
We'll never fall down.
The point is, do it. So that's far as he's right, then that letter was answered.
Right.
And through a whole torturous process. God, I would have thought plenty of a man with a goddamn thing.
He did.
He's close to that fall.
He did. There was...
My view is later it's bizarre about something else.
but it's not. We have
no land problems. Nobody ever sees it.
We had another guy down there in Indonesia. We had
yeah, we'd be living in Marshall someplace.
And Edward Fry. That's no problem. These are all, there's no commitments on any of these. This is just the
I do think that so you get Marshall Green on the way. Australia is the best place. I talked to Henry about it briefly last night. Didn't know where they held him and put him where he screws up on something. And Australia is the best place. You can't do anything bad there. He wouldn't leave.
All right.
I guess you're right. We did have a scheme last time. Maury didn't give us the list, or somebody didn't have the list.
Well, he gave us a lot, but there were holes in it. And that's where we ran into problems. And then someone had bitched at him, and then we checked. And of course, also, and that is your problem. One of the worst problems you have is with the $1,000 contributors or the $5,000 contributors that you can't do the kinds of things for. But those people think in their minds that they were very big givers, and they were. And in their minds, in their context, they may be bigger than some of the 100,000. There you're talking about 7,000.
Isn't it greedy
best
to give this assignment to Rose? Isn't she really the best one to do it? This dinner stuff, she's done it for many years.
Yeah.
She knows people and where we want to set
the dinner stuff, not on the boards and commissions and stuff, though.
Christ.
We just give her the categories for the dinners, and she'll work out getting
she'll
it.
Have the dinners. The dinners, the this and that, the other thing. And
the social thing, she'll handle.
And the main thing, though, don't let her, for example, you don't have to have her buffeted by a contact with Colson and others. Let them come in. You get to, it's like those names come in an orderly way, that these are people that, you see what I mean? I think basically, Bob, you probably ought to determine the quotas, maybe you under somebody under your direction. Can't be push-ups.
Well, once the quotas are set, we can basically work within them. That's what they're doing now. They work, a dinner now of 120 people. It's, two cabinet officers, four labor leaders, three something else's, six contributors, one old friend. That's it. And it works out. And then Rose just determines who they are in one group. Colson determines who they are in another. They shoot the names in, and the office over there, the East Wing office, does the log, maintains the record and all that. Congressional people shoot theirs in. Then it's a matter of working with those various sources, making sure they're putting in the people who
come in, Rob.
The kinds of people.
All right.
You got a little tone of the briefing. It's surprising. I think the whole North Vietnamese and Vietnam thing is going just the wrong scenario plan. In other words, Severide's reaction and so forth. And also, these guys out here are not pressing. The heat. I don't know. I think they've accepted it. I got the line of questioning today went along. No. Went along the line. Is there an offensive building up in the south? Well, I said yesterday, using your word, to prevent a buildup or contingent buildup that could lead. That's how the guys overlooked that.
As a matter of fact, Ron, you do have a solid fact there. Infiltration is extremely high.
Right.
And you mentioned that.
Right. I referred to that, but I said I'm not going to get into our details, but then I referred to the reason for it. I said, we're not going to allow the peace talks, the filibuster line, which gives them a new thing,
the filibuster,
and the cover-up line again. And so they know pretty well where we are. And then I made the point again. I said, they went a little to the peace at hand. I said, you have to also remember at that time that the president said in October, he said before October, he said since October, and I'll say again today, the president has pointed out that we will not delay peace one day if we achieve the right kind of settlement. But we will not sign our settlement.
You will not hurry up.
We will not sign it one day before the settlement is right.
And not, we won't sign it one day before it's right. We won't sign it. We will not delay it one day after
it. When it is right.
Or, right.
And I said, the road to peace is wide open. I said, we stand ready to negotiate in good spirit and in a constructive attitude. And all that needs to be done is for the North Vietnamese to adopt that same attitude. So I think they know pretty well. They can hold whatever view they would like or write whatever they want. But I said, it seems surprising to me that when the Washington Post is not invited to a social activity in the White House, it becomes a national news story. And I said, then I got the line about the national thing out again. But this is going to pass. So we got, and I talked to Julie Kingby, and I think that we have to hold firm on this.
Oh, absolutely.
Because if we don't,
Julie's with
it 100%. I said over the last 4 years we've been fair and balanced. We're going to be more fair and balanced, and that doesn't include.
And we're more national. That's the point. And that nobody has a special right to be here. And on the pools, we're going to pass it around a little more. They're not going to be some favorite publications on the pools. That's what they do.
And I said, the first family, and the White House doesn't have a local press. We have a national.
Works harder
than any other. The problem we have.
Fine, she does. I don't mean to cut her off. I didn't mean that.
George, too. See, the problem we have are our friends.
Friends,
the unfortunate thing is, of it is, our friends and our good publications and so forth, they're not as aggressive. And the Star, even on the material that we've leaked to them, does not use it the way the Post would use that material.
Right.
The Ann Armstrong thing, the Post would have had, no matter what they said.
The Star played on page two.
Very easy thing to have, you know,
it's
a very easy thing to have the press feeling good and happy and so forth. And, you know, we don't want to get a big confrontation here with the press.
Yes.
Yeah, but still, that doesn't mean that we shouldn't deal with some of these things the way we are. Don't you agree, Bob?
Absolutely.
Now, you know, we can always, if... respect the Washington Post or the journalistic standards. I have a right to do that. They said, well, what do you mean? And I said, I covered that too a month and a half ago. By that I mean, I don't think that we have to stand out there and
act as if
the Russian talk is a nice, and this is Buchanan's point. Way to do this is, if we're going to proceed in this way, not in a belligerent way, but in a firm way, is not to be tricky about it, you know, not to be deceptive about it. Of course, then the final question that came up today was related to the Whitehead speech.
What's that? That's how Gallup said. That's what Gallup did, privately told question of bombing. And those who raised the question of bombing said, it's about time we have a bomb that lasts a better existence. He said, I'm kind of a soft reaction. You have to recognize that something in himself is a hawk rock, so he hears that.
Anyway, there are some hawks in the country.
Oh, there are.
I think there are. They just don't want to be alone. I noticed the two line. I wondered if to think of the check there. Is anything bird should be done at this time? Should we attempt to generate it in our congressional side? I'd like to say about congressional support.
Well, I know that Adrian came out with a good result, reflex reaction. I talked to Tim and Jesse, who said he was going to talk to some of the hawks and just be sure that they were ready to answer for us.
I don't want to do it. No. Except in response. In other words, we don't want this to be a big story, see.
No, I think
it's got to have them on ready. Now, the other thing, you've got a little problem for you about your wives, and I think that Bob, you're going to have a little trouble.
I tried to discuss Bob. He had already talked to
he's a nice boy.
Mrs. Hanson, who is our strongest pillar in there, and she said she would have a press conference and hit the thing that, you know, their support for the president is doing the right thing.
We're trying to get
that.
Said,
there's no way you're going to be able to keep them from expressing disappointment, because there is disappointment. But he said, what you're going to get is disappointment, but confidence that this is a setback, that the president's doing what's right, and we support what he's doing. Even that black wife that they have on.
She was handsome.
I just want to cover the base.
The other thing, very closely on top of
the other base, the other thing is, Chuck, is whether I noticed that too, that in the news I'm reading, two or three people read a curious line that I had withdrawn from Kissinger,
pulled Kissinger back.
Kissinger has a piece of hand, but I pulled it back.
Has handled it. Kissinger's boss had broken Kissinger's word. Right?
I broke Kissinger's word.
Jesus Christ.
Well, that ought to be called.
I talked to Scully and asked him to call on that.
Now, that's right. That is totally inaccurate. The guy that broke the word is Hanoi wrote Kissinger's word.
Well, reason just went berserk last night. That was it.
But we expected him to do this.
Why?
Just because of his makeup.
Yeah. The way he is.
Yeah, sure.
He balances men.
Yeah, he does.
We knew Severide and Reasoner.
Well, Severide was
going to do this.
Reason went.
Just like we knew Tony Lewis was going to do it, Tom Wicker's going to do it, some of the other guys.
If we settled the war, they would drop off for something.
Oh, Jim Deacon?
These people are never going to accept the fact we won the elections, right? Keep emphasizing, Chuck, tell the people we won yesterday was the day. Did you get in Missouri yet?
No,
can't get it.
No, I'm in Missouri.
Yeah, in office?
Michigan had both offices, but I'm not sure.
Not enough.
Speed Kelly by Scanlon right now.
Yeah. They all blew with it.
Both of them did, yes.
Yeah.
More of Michigan. And Larry Moore signed his certificate last night.
What did he get? 10 or 15,000 votes there.
He explained it last weekend. Yeah, Jesus. Well, and it still isn't. It isn't official.
That curious thing in New York, I can't understand it, back in Pennsylvania, those errors seem very strange.
West Virginia went up 481,950 to 277,297. That's a 50,000 gain for us and a 20,000 gain for the government. Not enough to help us, I'm afraid.
What about Missouri?
Missouri was not that big a change.
Probably end up with 61.01.
this may seem, but even after the certification description, he said, for example, they go, well, and I took a direction where myself was. The biggest temple in West Virginia is an unofficial temple. They just didn't finish going back and canvassing and making an official temple. He said he doesn't do a change. Does not think we'll scam him before a woman put his daughter out early until January. He said he has not, in previous elections, done such a change. And in checking around, he apparently is the one kind of official scorekeeper. Everybody uses his red book when he publishes.
And I suppose the election result will come out then. What else? The wire services usually do at this time.
They haven't yet.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Well, you can see why. It's hard to get. It's very hard to get.
What percentages do you have? You've got 61 on the nose right now.
We've got 61 on the nose, but then there's a little mistake in Alabama and a little game here. I don't know until Dick is calculating, and I hope to have it ready for lunch.
All right. That hurts.
Yeah, they had the Black Democratic Party at 37,000 on Governor Lewis, which did not, the state, when they put their totals in, just put out the two-party count.
Sure.
said following that and the charges he made at that time, people didn't believe it then. But he was saying the same thing around then. He said, well, if this is true to fine, but I think it's a smokescreen and use those types of things. Didn't believe it then.
Well, what was the governor saying? He's getting...
Isn't that right? So, in other words, I don't think we have any...
Thank you.